Welcome to Journal Club for March 17th, 2025. I'm Malcolm Dix. Memory leaks. If you've never dealt with them, you might think that they're just like any other bug. You see it, you diagnose it, you fix it. No. That's not how it works. Memory leaks are not like any other bug. Realizing you even have a memory leak at all is hard. Diagnosing the exact cause is harder, and the process of fixing it might just drive you insane. That is why the authors of today's paper have developed a new strategy and system that can hopefully help prevent you from ever ending up in the situation where you need to debug a memory leak at all. It's a tool that gets incorporated into your CI/CD flow and scans your repo for potential memory leaks before deployment. If it works, it can catch and eliminate leaks early, before they ever have a chance to become a nightmare. In today's episode, we're going to explore how the authors built this system and how its two core components, context-sensitive static analysis and directed symbolic execution, are used together to identify leaks while filtering out false positives. But before we get to any of that, we need to fully understand the problem space here. What is a memory leak? What causes it? How would you or your users experience it? And what makes it so maddeningly difficult to diagnose and remediate? Let's jump in. Imagine you've built some kind of application and pushed it to production. It ran fine on your local machine, it passed your tests and linting, and was deployed without issue. For a while, everything's fine. But at some point in the future, it could be seconds, minutes, hours, days, or weeks from now, it crashes. Out of the blue, no clear reason why, it's just up 1 minute and down the next. Maybe you chalk it up to ghosts in the machine and you redeploy it and forget about it. But eventually, a pattern emerges. Your system is up for a certain amount of time, then it goes down. So you decide to dig deeper. After one of the crashes, you pull the logs and they are, let's say, less than helpful. According to the logs, your application started failing at normal everyday things, and then crashed entirely. Database calls were failing, writing to the file system was failing, API calls were failing, and then the final stack trace points deep into a library you didn't even realize was one of your dependencies. Why? What's going on here? Well, sorry to say, you might just have a memory leak. Somewhere in your system, memory is getting allocated and then never getting freed. It's possible that the bug exists in code that you wrote, and it's possible that it is in a library that you're using, or a library that one of your libraries is using. Who knows? At this point, you need to go through a process of manual debugging and runtime analysis, the frustratingly slow and not particularly effective process of tracing memory allocations, setting breakpoints, profiling and analyzing heap dumps, and sifting through logs and stack traces to find where memory is leaking. You might want to clear your calendar. This task might take you the rest of the day or even the rest of the week. There's no way to tell. Good luck. So what's going on here exactly? Well, memory leaks occur when dynamically allocated memory is never properly released. This leads to gradual accumulation of inaccessible memory that cannot be reclaimed by the operating system. This is particularly problematic in C and C++, where memory management is manual, meaning there's typically no automatic garbage collection in most implementations of those languages. So developers must explicitly allocate memory using functions like malloc or new, and then free it with free or delete. When memory is allocated but never freed, it remains reserved for the duration of the program's execution, even if it is no longer reachable. Over time, this results in progressively increasing memory usage. If you're watching the memory utilization on a computer executing this kind of program, you can literally see it creeping up little by little over time. Eventually, this leads to performance degradation, and in the worst cases, applications start to go haywire when they stop being able to do basic functions that require memory allocation, and then they crash. In long-running processes, such as web servers, database systems, or embedded applications, memory leaks are especially insidious because they may not manifest immediately, but over time, they will eventually degrade system performance or cause unexpected failures after extended periods of use. Interesting side note, in practice, this often means that the application first crashes at the worst possible time, during a long weekend when everyone is taking a much-needed break. Why? Because if your team practices continuous deployment, during the week, your live application is never running for long enough to leak enough memory to crash. Every few hours, your containers get stopped and replaced by a new version with someone's new pull request. But on the weekend or a holiday, the application finally has a chance to run unchanged for days at a time. And that's when the memory leaks start to show themselves. And these might be leaks that were introduced months ago, but nobody noticed because the application never ran long enough for the leaks to manifest themselves on production. I say that all to say, it's not your imagination that things always crash during holidays, three-day weekends, staff retreats, and vacations. It's a real thing. Anyway, detecting memory leaks manually is notoriously difficult due to the way systems manage and manipulate memory access across different execution paths. Since memory allocation and deallocation often occur at different locations within a program, tracking every possible execution path to ensure all allocated memory is correctly freed becomes an arduous task. Additionally, function calls, loops, conditional branches, dynamic data structures, these can all obscure the actual flow of memory allocations. Traditional debugging techniques can be impractical in large-scale systems, and static analysis tools often suffer from high false positive rates. Dynamic analysis tools have higher accuracy, but at the cost of increased runtime overhead and limited code coverage. The authors of this paper propose a hybrid approach that combines static analysis with directed symbolic execution to balance accuracy and efficiency in the debugging process. The first phase involves a context-sensitive, flow-sensitive, and field-sensitive static analysis that processes the program in reverse topological order based on its call graph. A call graph represents function relationships in a program where nodes correspond to functions and edges indicate function calls. By analyzing functions in reverse topological order, the system ensures that all callee functions are processed before their respective callers, allowing for more accurate flow tracking. This approach prevents redundant analysis of functions and improves efficiency when analyzing large repositories. A key feature of this phase is the use of annotations to summarize function behavior regarding memory allocation and deallocation. These annotations capture critical properties such as whether a function allocates memory, returns an allocated pointer, frees an argument, or copies memory between locations. Instead of reanalyzing functions at every call site, the system reuses these annotations, significantly reducing computational overhead while maintaining precision. Once the static analysis phase identifies potential memory leaks, the system proceeds to the second phase, directed symbolic execution. Traditional symbolic execution explores all possible execution paths by treating program inputs as symbolic variables, allowing the tool to reason about all potential behaviors without executing the code concretely. That being said, full symbolic execution is computationally expensive, making it infeasible for large-scale software. To address this, the authors employ a directed symbolic execution strategy that selectively analyzes only those execution paths leading to memory leaks identified in the static analysis phase. This ensures that the symbolic execution engine only evaluates paths relevant to potential leaks, filtering out false positives by determining whether a feasible execution path truly leads to a leak or not. The authors enhance KLEE, a widely used execution engine, by introducing optimizations such as automatic symbolization of function arguments, improved memory modeling, and selective path exploration based on the call graph. These modifications improve scalability and make symbolic execution viable within a CI/CD pipeline. To validate their approach, they created a proof of concept and tested it on existing open source projects like OpenSSL, FFmpeg, and Radar2. Surprisingly, the tool was able to detect previously unknown memory leaks in these very popular projects. Several of them were later confirmed and patched by their respective development communities. In real life, this really happened. In addition to real-world software, it was also evaluated against a test suite and benchmark, but I think those theoretical results tell you much less than the real-world results. I mean, this really worked in the wild. That's kind of everything you need to know, right? I don't want to overstate how big of a deal this is, but just to hammer home the context, there's a very strong chance that your laptop is running OpenSSL right now, as are your cloud servers. And if you're running a version that's been released since bug 20870 was closed, then you have benefited from this research already. If you'd like to dive deeper into how their system works, learn more about static analysis or symbolic execution, or find out the other GitHub issues that were created by this team, then I'd encourage you to download the paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Digg signing off. See you tomorrow.